News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good Friday morning. I'm Chris Conley. This is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. The 12-year-old girls accused of stabbing a classmate in Waukesha County a week ago are being charged in adult court. Some say this should be a juvenile or family court matter. But the Waukesha County DA who's prosecuting the case, Brad Schimmel, who is also a Republican candidate for attorney general, says his staff is moving forward in regular municipal court. He told WSAU's Jerry Bader Show that he believes in this case the adult charges are appropriate.
If the allegations in the complaint are true, what they did is absolutely horrifying, and it was premeditated. The juvenile system provides us a maximum of 5 years, and that's up to 3 years of confinement and then 2 years of supervision.
Now, even though the case is in adult court, the suspects are being held in a juvenile facility in West Bend on $500,000 cash bond. One suspect's under arrest after a fatal shooting yesterday at Seattle's Pacific University. Police say the suspected gunman apparently acted alone. He walked into a building on campus and shot four people. One of the victims later died. The three others are recovering. Charges against a Plover man have been changed from attempted homicide to homicide after his victim died at the hospital.
77-year-old Christopher Bonstetter died late Tuesday afternoon at St. Joseph's Hospital in Marshfield. He was taken there after allegedly being beaten several times with a baseball bat by a stepson. 32-year-old Andrew S. Prey is facing charges, including homicide, because of the Memorial Day Monday attack. It happened at Bonstetter's home on Cedar Drive in Plover. Prey was arrested a short time later. Andrew Prey is being held on a $250,000 cash bond, awaiting his next court appearance Monday. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
This began as a drug overdose investigation, and it's led to a major drug trafficking bust. Several family members are due in court for initial hearings today. Marathon County Sheriff Scott Park says on Monday, Everest Metro Police got a call about a person with a possible heroin overdose in the parking lot at St. Clair's Hospital. Park says it was detectives who figured out who and what was involved here.
Our detectives from Special Investigations Unit were able to put it together relatively quickly that this was a heroin overdose and had a basic idea on who the potential deliverer was.
That led to the arrest of 25-year-old Jacob Gould. His bond was set at $25,000 cash. Police say that they're going to charge his 56-year-old father, Gerald Gould, and Jacob's two children, 21 and 26-year-old brothers, Jeremy and Jared. They are all scheduled for initial court appearances this afternoon. Optimism for the Democrats. They're holding their statewide convention today and tomorrow.
Democratic leaders and delegates from throughout Wisconsin gather in Wisconsin Dells. Melissa Baldoff is communications director of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin.
Democrats are just really filled with optimism and excitement.
Baldoff says the big issues at the annual meeting aren't familiar issues.
Committing ourselves to increasing the minimum wage. We're going to be talking about addressing the student loan debt crisis, pay equity, marriage equality.
Democrats will also consider resolutions on recreational marijuana, a single-payer health care system, and carbon tax. State Republicans met last month in Milwaukee.
I'm Jackie Johnson, WSAU News.
The state's Department of Transportation has a working group to come up with recommendations to cut down on drunk driving, and now four members of that panel have resigned, among them Dr. Richard Brown, who says the Tavern League has undue influence.
The Tavern League was really the only organization mentioned as an organization charged to help the DOT change the culture of drinking. And there are many other organizations around the state that certainly have expertise in that realm.
Brown also says he was frustrated that some meetings were scheduled on just a few days' notice, which made it difficult for all members to attend. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl apparently left his unit on several occasions while in Afghanistan. Sources say investigators learned that Bergdahl had slipped away in the past, including while undergoing training in California, only to return a few days later. The findings raise questions about whether or not he was a deserter when he disappeared in Afghanistan in 2009. He spent 5 years in Taliban captivity. Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Light showers ending very early on today, then partly cloudy and pretty nice through midday. An isolated storm or two by late afternoon once again, a high of 79. Tonight, widely scattered showers or storms diminishing during the evening, then partly cloudy with a low of 57. On Saturday, mostly cloudy and cooler, some light rain and isolated thunderstorms developing, high 72. I'm Newsline Eye meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
A few clouds around to start this morning across central Wisconsin. Anytime this weekend, go to WSAU.com/weather. You'll get the hour-by-hour temperatures, six-day forecast, and zoom-in weather radar. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.